Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 70.
Weather brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. Hire for logistics roles with Express Employment Professionals. They'll take care of recruiting, interviewing, and more, then supply you with the workforce you need. Visit ExpressPros.com for a location.
Attitude MMA Fights is back Saturday, August 10th, live at the Southland Casino Hotel.
The Southland Showdown.
In the co-main event, Wynn Arkansas native Ethan the Arm Assassin Birmingham looks to keep his 3-0 undefeated streak alive against the veteran Justice the Gavel Lamparez.
In the main event,
don't miss the Batesville, Arkansas undefeated 3-0 Eric Lyle Calvert facing the 3-2 Dakota the Dream Smith for the Attitude Flyweight title. Attitude MMA Fights 31. Tickets are on sale now at attitudemma.com.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff underscore Calkins. Jeff, how goes it?
I'm good. So this is going to be a little different radio segment. I've taken control here, Gabe.
Okay.
So what people don't know, this is a chance to look into the future and to see if we are quality prognosticators. Because I have a meeting at 5 o'clock when I'm supposed to be talking to you, I cannot be on at 5 o'clock. Therefore, through the miracle of radio technology, this is being taped at roughly 2 o'clock. We don't know what's going to happen with the U.S. and Serbia. It does not look great for the U.S. at this very moment. We are both locked into this, but we are going to both predict, and you all listening will know what happened at this point,
yes.
But we are going to predict what is going to happen. Let's just set this. Look at the screen in front of you. What is the score right now?
62-53, 5:39 left in the third.
Okay. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first. I think the United States comes back and wins this thing. I think they'll handle business.
What's your reasoning?
Steph Curry's been playing relatively well. He's got 24 points at this particular moment. The bench has been really bad. I think the bench starts to wake up. So that's my reasoning. I think the bench has not played well enough, and Steph Curry is having a Steph Curry game.
What is your level of confidence in your prediction?
Oh, gosh. Considering where we're at right now, I don't know. Let's say I'm about 70% sure that the United States is going to win this game.
Well, one of us is going to be wrong, because I think Serbia is going to win this game. And by the and literally, we did not know what we would each say. By the time this airs, we will know. Listen, Jokic played 18:30, I think, the first half, right? And the only time the U.S. makes a real run is when he's sitting. I think at some point, like maybe the nerves start to click in. Like, the problem with the U.S. and men's basketball is there's only downside, right?
Right.
There's only downside. And obviously, these are the greatest players in the world who are used to clutch situations. You're talking Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. All of that firepower, they should be able to do this. Obviously, handled them previously. But I think this is Jokic is going to add another feather to his considerable cap or whatever else. And I think one great player is going to defeat the U.S., and this is going to be a day when earlier, not long ago, we had the U.S. men's basketball team could clown Noah Lyles, clown him, whatever, he got bronze in the 200. This is going to be a day when both Noah Lyles and the U.S. men's basketball team come up short. And one of us right now, as people are listening to this, can clown either of us, because one of us is going to be very wrong on in terms of what's going to happen.
Well, they just cut it. They just cut the lead. Or the 65-59. They're getting right back in this thing.
I'm not rooting against them. I'll be happy if the U.S. comes. Hell, by the end of this segment, we know that the U.S. may have taken the lead. So, but anyway, I guess you have to. You got to earn it.
And you got to love it, Jeff, too. Yesterday I was doing my overreaction, not an overreaction, segment to start my Wednesday show. And it really felt like after that Brazil game and really what we've seen in the Olympics that this team was hitting its stride. It really did. Yeah. It felt that way.
Well, it is. I mean, I'm a prisoner of this. I'm literally predicting, because I just saw the first half, what's going to happen. We are a little bit of a prisoner of what we're just seeing, right? For all the reasons, USA. I hope I'm wrong, because they are the greatest players in the world. The U.S. is the best at basketball. And here's the other thing: these players, they go over there and they put themselves into a pretty much no-win situation. I mean, it's great to get a gold medal, I'm sure, in basketball, but really what they're risking is disappointing people if they don't get it done. So we'll hope by the time we are done with this segment that the U.S. will be firmly in control.
But yeah, we'll see. It's a 6-point game right now, and people that are listening right now, and it'll be at 5 o'clock.
They know.
They will already have known, and they get to clown one of us. We picked opposite sides.
And maybe, who knows? It may have supplied. Jason and John asked me earlier, what's been the best moment of the Olympics for you? It's possible that a Steph buzzer beater or a LeBron half-court shot will have replaced anything by the time this airs in the best thing we've seen in the Olympics. What, for you, is the best thing you've seen in the Olympics?
The Noah Lyles winning by 0.005 of a second in the 100-meter, getting the gold medal for the USA. I thought that was phenomenal. Well, for you, what has it been? I know you're locked in.
I think there's pretty clear four that are pretty clear. One is Quincy Hall last night, which was just unbelievable, right? That was just tremendous. I'm not saying this is in order. That was one of my – one would be Noah Lyles. One would be Mr. Pommel Horse.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, that was fantastic. And the other is the men's 1500, you know. I mean, the 2 nights ago, that was just unbelievable.
I love the pettiness of Cole Hawker in that situation. Two guys thought that they were going to win the thing. They gave him an inside lane, and he just took off. That was beautiful. It was petty as hell and beautiful.
Well, I mean, it was magnificent. It was those two were firing back at each other. And here he comes, and, you know, just unleashes himself, takes the inside lane. It reminded me of, I mean, and of course I'm old enough to remember, of 1972, Dave Waddle, the former admissions director at Rhodes, staged, it wasn't the 1500, but he staged a, I think it was 800, maybe, I think mm-hmm. so, yeah. And just a magnificent comeback for the ages. And we played it on my show yesterday. It actually so happened, coincidentally, to be Dave Waddle's birthday yesterday. But, there are races that I don't know, maybe in 2 weeks, Cole Hawker will be forgotten. Mm-hmm. But that was, those to me, I mean, Katie Ledecky was obviously great. Simone Biles, obviously great. But those are more greatness reasserting itself, right?
Yeah.
Greatness reminding itself. Those are victory laps, really. Here we had, different stars emerging, incredible drama. I really think it's been gripping stuff.
Yeah, I still don't know how Quincy Hall came back. By the way, that was one of your four. Still have no idea how he made that.
I don't understand. I don't either. I didn't understand it at all. Like, what I didn't understand about it was how can you? Basically, the 400 is an all-out sprint. So how can you? And at the commentators. Pointing out that he is, that he is doing badly, and how can you just sort of decide when
right.
you're already going as fast as you can go? You just decide I'm not going to lose, and he just like I really don't understand that. It was like he had rockets on his feet at one point. He just said, all right, well, no, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to lose, and boom, yeah. It was really an example of a guy. It felt like willing himself to win. That was just great. It was what this is supposed to be about.
And
here's
then,
a guy who went to junior college. He's
right.
sort of a low key guy who likes fishing and pit bulls. And he does what he does. So how are we each looking right now?
Let's see. 67-61 toward the end of the third. No, 72-61, Serbia. You're looking pretty good.
I'm not willing. I'm not wishing it. I'm not.
I know you are.
I'm just prognosticating it. If they were to lose, how ignominious would it be?
It is going to be very bad. Very bad.
In either this game, or let's just say they advance.
The discussion about. The world catching up to the United States goes into warp speed. And then also, I think it'll be bad for Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr cannot afford to lose this game.
I think you're right.
Because he's bad, to be honest with you, and how much of this, like, I've been talking about this since the showcase and all the exhibitions. It feels like he's been on fraud watch this entire time. He really has been. It just feels like he doesn't get the same things that Coach K always got out of this team. And I don't know what it is in particular, if it's a respect thing or if he's just, not as locked in to all the off-ball movement, getting them to share the ball. But there's just something amiss with him.
And we saw it last summer, right? And it feels a little bit like, let's be honest, in the way that Jaren was deployed, did not
yep.
seem the most, it was funny. I was reading Chris Harrington's mailbag about what Grizzlies might someday make an Olympic team, and the question was, one of the questions was about Jaren, and it sort of feels like Jaren is being. He gets demerits for what happened last summer. And I never really thought there was a Jaren issue as much as I thought it was a coaching issue. And so, this would be, if they were to have lost today, or if they, again, we're taping this for people to join
right,
in.
Right.
And we're taping this segment, and we have each prognosticated what is going to happen in this game. Here we are towards the end of the third quarter. I have prognosticated that the U.S. loses, and Gabe has prognosticated that the U.S. wins. But yes, I think more than anything, it will be bad for Steve Kerr. I mean, LeBron has golds. Steph does not have a gold, you know, but he's obviously played well today.
One thing that I don't get about Steve Kerr and his entire conversation about how he's rolling out lineups is he always talks about matchups. And I understand matchups matter, and I understand you run some guys out there, you know, depending on certain times in the game. But the fact that it feels like he is letting other teams around the world dictate matchups with the United States of America, that seems ridiculous. You should be, with 12 All-Stars on your team, NBA All-Stars, you should be the team that is dictating matchups for the rest of the world. And it's just strange to me, after every game, he seems to have something to say about how the matchups went and, you know, how much he basically let another team dictate what he was going to do. It's just strange to me.
I also wonder how much of the job that he has, and this is where I don't think Coach K got enough credit. There are so many different agendas and egos at play here, right?
Right.
That I do think that one of the, you know, if he doesn't play Jason Tatum on one game, all of a sudden people are, you know.
Yeah, we talked about
what's wrong with Jason Tatum.
And he has not played well, by the way.
Right, and he has not played well. And so, but then you have to, then the next game he's got to start Jason Tatum and sit Joel Embiid. And so is that really about matchups, or is it really about politics and who I have to play and who I, you know, whatever else to balance out egos and agendas and everything else? I don't think it's an easy job. It should be, because you have the best players in the world.
Yeah.
But I think, and I know Jeffrey is not a big fan of Coach K, but I think Coach K did a really good job with that, and maybe didn't get as much credit just because of the overwhelming talent.
That's what I sort of brought that up. I feel like there's just a respect factor that I don't necessarily know if Steve Kerr has, but that's sort of a little abstract. That's a little abstract. Okay. We'll keep this updated. 76-63 at the end of the third, Serbia up by 13. So it's leaning your direction again. We know that you're not rooting for it. I want to get to your Bills really quick. Josh Allen was asked about Stephon Diggs and if he misses him, and he said Steph's a great player. I don't know if I'd say miss. Now I understand that they had some chemistry issues, and it was obvious by the end that the Bills wanted to get rid of him because it was a locker room problem. But I find that strange. Josh Allen's best ball has been with Stephon Diggs.
Hold on. He did say the following. He said, I wouldn't say miss, but he went on to say, but I miss the production.
Sure.
That's what he said.
Okay.
So that
but he doesn't
the
miss the guy.
Game.
He doesn't miss the guy. So he made that clear.
I think that was pretty clear. I mean, I think by the end, let's be honest, Stephon Diggs was crushing him, you know. Stephon Diggs wanted out. Stephon Diggs was ripping him. He had Stephon Diggs' brother saying he had to get Steph out of. Like, Stephon Diggs, great player, helped Josh Allen become the great quarterback that he was. But let's be honest, two of them have a history here. Stephon Diggs in Buffalo did exactly what he did in Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. Which is malcontent himself out of there. And so I don't think that's really Josh throwing Stephon Diggs under the bus. I think Stephon Diggs is already, you know, pitched a tent under the bus. And it's just Josh saying, well, I'm not going to lie and say I miss him. It's very clear training camp has been much more peaceable without him. But he does miss his production. And I think that's a fair thing to say. I do think that the more I've sort of watched Bills camp, and we did learn, by the way, in this wasteland of a preseason, that's what it tends to be, including tonight, starting tonight,
right.
when it does appear we're going to have Josh Allen versus Caleb Williams for about a quarter this weekend. So that's something, because the Bears have said they're going to play Caleb Williams. The Bills have said they're going to play Josh Allen. And it doesn't surprise me at all that the Bills are playing Josh Allen when you realize that he's got a brand new center, and basically he has, you know, a brand new receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think if you want to clown Josh for that comment in a month or 2 months or 3 months, it won't surprise me if you can, because I think they're going to miss the explosiveness on the outside. I think they're going to miss the production.
Yeah.
You know, they really are talking about, you know, Mac Hollins as one of their top three guys, you know. And so you can say all you want that the vibes are better at camp because Stephon Diggs is gone, but they just don't have, I don't think, the talent on the outside that you need. You know, they got Dalton Kincaid. You know, he's terrific as tight end. But I think Josh is going to miss him. I think the offense might struggle a little more than people think.
Are you worried about the Bills?
Yeah, I always worry about the Bills.
But I mean, and I know you always do. But I'm talking about in particular this year. A massive step back.
I'm of two minds. I think sometimes they get a little defensive. Like everyone's like, you know, their window is closed, they're over, or whatever else. And I'm like, come on, like until they're knocked off the perch of the AFC East, maybe you should give them a little credit. But I think reality is that this is sort of a reorganizing year. They took some huge cap hits this year. They didn't have much cap space, and next year they're going to have much more cap space. And you know, they let both starting safeties gone, starting center gone, you know, Stephon Diggs gone. Like they have had a lot of turnover, and I think it's a transition year where if they make the playoffs, it's a success. And then for their, you know, the Bills fans hope that they can then reload this offseason. And sort of in the lifespan of any franchise quarterback, and you saw this in New England with Brady, and you've seen it already in Kansas City, and there'll be more transition around Patrick Mahomes. There's going to be you're gonna try to win. You know, you have to create the team around the franchise quarterback two or three different times, right? Mm-hmm. Like it'll be a different set of weapons. We saw that with Brady, certainly, right? And so I think you're going to see that with Josh. We saw, you know, the first generation around Josh. What's the next generation going to look like? We don't really know. And I think that's where they are as a franchise.
And I don't think Sean McDermott's a bad coach by any stretch of the imagination. I think there's been, you know, some issues with getting over the top in the playoffs. But I feel like he should be worried. He should. It's scary hours for him this year if nothing sort of goes according to plan and they struggle.
Yeah, I think, I mean, in some ways, they're a little in the position that the Grizzlies are with Taylor Jenkins. Like, it's pretty clear to me that there's no hot seat connected with Sean McDermott in terms of the front office belief in Sean McDermott or anything else. Just like I don't think there's any like I think the Grizzlies totally believe in Taylor Jenkins, and so there's no discomfort or you know whatever wariness or skepticism at all. I don't believe internally. But the situation is such, I think, for both franchises, that there just comes a time when if you don't win at the level that you want the coach to win, it will be time to make a change, even if you believe in him. And I think that's where the Bills are. Now, you know, Terry Pegula, who's the owner of the Bills, has had such a disastrous time, A, with previous coaches, and B, with coaches of his other teams, the Sabres, who've been just dreadful, that I think he will be reluctant to move on with a guy who has had him, you know, in the upper echelon. Like, you can't always be confident that you can trade in, you know, a B+, A- coach for the A+ coach. You know, maybe you'll get the C coach. So I don't know what success looks like for the Bills. But I think I think there's some pressure on him.
Certainly. Yeah, but it's different. You bring up Taylor Jenkins. Taylor Jenkins seems to have at least a full cupboard. You know, where Sean McDermott, it's just like they have you know, let a lot of guys walk. They've let a lot of guys walk.
Yeah. Yes, they have. But it's a little bit like, you know, it's a little bit like Kyle Anderson and D'Anthony Melton and it's the guys around the guys who've walked. You know, like that's who's walked. They still have, you know, they still have your franchise guy. I don't know, relatively speaking, just in terms of talent, if the Bills in the NFL, where they rank versus the Grizzlies in the NBA, I'd say sort of similar, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of where they are. They're not at the very top, but they can certainly see it from where they are. They can see the top from wherever they are.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X. Are you even remotely thinking about preseason NFL football tonight? Panthers, Patriots, Lions, Giants, do you care about either?
100%. Well, I'm interested to see if Malik Nabers plays. I think he'll be fun to watch, right? I think
Daniel Jones. He's not getting in fights at practice, though.
Right, yeah. He's feisty. He's got hands. Like, I was impressed.
Yeah, he does. He does have that.
Daniel Jones will probably play. I mean, the funny thing is the Carolina New England matchup. You really might be seeing a meaningless preseason matchup of the two worst teams in the NFL, right? Right. I mean, are they not? Who is worse?
Nobody. Nobody.
And the funny thing is that both of those teams, which could be vying for the number one pick in the draft this year, they both already ostensibly have their quarterback of the future, right? Mm-hmm. Now, whether either would move on if they get the first pick this year from their quarterback that
Patriots,
they already
definitely
have,
not. I don't think Patriots wouldn't. I mean, the Panthers, it would have to be really bad for Bryce Young this year if they were going to move on.
But if you have another year like last year, and you have a quarterback emerge, whichever college quarterback you believe, it won't be that different from what the Bears just did.
Sure. It's year two as opposed to year four, where you'd have to extend Justin Fields when he was with the Bears. It's a little different.
It is different. It would be quicker. I'm with you on Drake May. Like, unless they just see things in camp, they just
sure.
I mean, you know, and they hate from Drake May. They just become believers that they're.
Which, by the way, is kind of the talk. Like, people are not at that enthused with Drake May right now.
We saw Arizona do it. You know, we saw Arizona move on.
Yeah, it is a completely different regime that came in with Josh Rosen.
Yes, that is true. You could have a different regime in New England.
I'll be interested
to see if the current regime and head coach at New England are an interim head coach, or are they the future? Like, or are they just is the group in New England right now the group that's going to be watching over the pathetic years before the real coaching staff comes in to try to rebuild them?
Yeah, and the point you're making, I guess, is just we don't latch on to if we have a first round quarterback. You know, nowadays if they don't perform, you move on quickly. You move on quickly. But I'll say this about Bryce Young and the Panthers. Who the hell else is going to do better in that situation? That's the most poorly run franchise in the NFL right now. And look no further than that trade they made with the Bears to go get Bryce Young. The Bears have five starters off of that trade. They have an $110 million man. They have their quarterback of the future. And they still have a second-round pick left over.
When you don't have an offensive line or receivers, it's tough to succeed as a rookie in the NFL.
That's good analysis.
I will grant you that. By the way, speaking of moving on from busts, this is when Lauri Markkanen gets his big deal, and he's proven to be a star, right? Mm-hmm. So, and there is two teams that Cleveland didn't really move on from them as much. I mean, they did. They sort of did the initial reclamation, and then Utah turned him into a star. But the Bulls have moved on from him. When you see that, you see whatever. He became a real player in year four or five or something like that. I was thinking when I was reading about it and thinking about it, I was thinking about Zaire Williams. And I was wondering, is there a chance, not that he's going to become what Lauri Markkanen is now, but do we move on? Like, the truth matters, most busts in the NBA, they're just busts. Like, we move on from them because they should be moved on from, right? Is there any chance that Zaire, for example, could become, not Lauri Markkanen, but, you know, someone you look back at and realize he was incredibly young, incredibly willowy, you know, hadn't played really in college even, guy who could find his way, you know, down the road, just like Lauri Markkanen did?
There's a chance. I'm not betting on it, though, in the slightest, Jeff. Not even
feeling,
at least Lauri showed some juice when he was with the Bulls early in his career. It just didn't all come together. He didn't have the opportunity that he has with the Jazz now.
Right. No, there's no question. I mean, there's no question.
What do you think the likelihood of Zaire becoming a player is?
It's slim.
Okay.
It's very slim. Okay, by the way, so just to reset what we did this segment,
yes.
Let me go. When we started, this segment is taped because I had to do something at 5 o'clock. So when we started, we were either going to ignore the men's basketball game with Serbia because it was underway, or we were going to predict what was going to happen. When we began, U.S. trailed by 12 or something deep into the third quarter, and I wagered that the U.S. would lose, and you wagered that the U.S. would come back and win. We're testing our
powers. You want to know where we're at?
Knowing that by the time this airs, we will have a good idea what happened. So who's winning?
84-82 Serbia with 4 minutes to go.
Oh.
You might be wrong.
It's up in the air.
We'll see.
I'm going to be wrong. Thank God. Let's hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Let me just say this for the record. USA, USA, USA. This has been an experiment. This has been experimental radio, and I hope folks have enjoyed it.
Yeah, I got you. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it.
See you, Gabe. Bye.
That's Jeff Calkins. That's Jeff _Calkins on X. Daily Memphian columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And I guess if you're following along with us, it's a tie ball game. It's a tie ball game.
We're
now.
Captain America.
it's a tie ball game right now, and LeBron James ended up tying it up 84-84 with 3:39. Now, honestly, that doesn't really matter that much because by the time you listen to this, you will have seen the final score. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. And when we come back, there will be more of the Gabe Kuhn Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the 2024 Memphis Touchdown Club Fall Speaker Series presented by Landers Auto Group. It's at the Hilton Memphis Hotel with proceeds benefiting Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Our first speaker is Cole Kublik from the SEC Network on Tuesday, August the 20th. Get your tickets now at 92.9ESPN.com through the Memphis Touchdown Club link.
Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN. Stay connected with 92.9 FM ESPN. Catch up anytime with all things Memphis. Never miss a moment on 92.9 FM ESPN with the free Odyssey app. Unsportsmanlike ESPN Mornings.
Chris Canty on 92.9.
Jeff Calkins, Jason and John, Jeffrey and Company, The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
Anytime with Rewind. Smart speed. Speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
Introducing the all-new Sonic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Masher, double or triple stacked with American cheese melted between Angus patties, smashed and seared to crispy perfection. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. It gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's 3 checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. 1, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. 2, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And 3, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk Grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Don't be surprised this week to see other jewelry store owners shopping at Genesis Diamonds. They'll be taking advantage of Genesis' most aggressive offer ever. All GIA diamond engagement rings marked down an extra 20% below Genesis' everyday price.
That's right. The vault is open and we're selling the finest handcrafted diamond rings at rock bottom prices. Now, for a very limited time.
The GIA is the world standard in diamond grading, certifying accuracy and documenting quality so you can buy with confidence.
Every Genesis engagement ring is included in this event, from a half carat up to 20 carat stones.
All shapes, rounds, ovals, radiance, cushion cuts, pear shapes, emerald cuts, princess cuts. There has never been a better time to get an extreme value price on a GIA certified diamond, perfectly set in a gorgeous engagement ring. Hurry in for best selection. It's Genesis Diamonds GIA Diamond Extravaganza.
Save an extra 20% on these rare, precious diamond rings, now for a limited time. 1 per customer, please.
Exclusively at Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. See store for details.
School messes return. Rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean 3 times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We have some NFL football tonight. How about it? We have the preseason kicking off after the Hall of Fame game. We have Panthers versus the Patriots. Panthers at Patriots. That's the toilet bowl. I mean, I can't even imagine how. I mean, both those teams probably would be the worst 2 teams in the NFL next season, or this upcoming season. We will get a chance to see Bryce Young, and we'll get a chance to see Drake May for the first time. I don't know what my expectations are for Drake May, though, this early in the game. This is a 21-year-old, came out a little bit early at North Carolina, and I just don't know if I'm hearing the requisite amount of excitement from the Patriots right now for me to believe in him year one. He probably will get some starts. We'll see what happens there. This year, they need to sell a little bit of hope, although I've talked about it in the past. I think they're a well-run organization, and they can give him a little bit of time to cook. But I'm very interested to see what he looks like tonight. Then we'll have Lions and Giants. Those are both at 6 o'clock. Panthers and Patriots will be on NFL Network. Now, on the news front in the NFL, something that I missed yesterday that I didn't get to mention, Falcons' Rondale Moore. Did you see this? He was carted off the field yesterday with an air cast on his right leg. He's now been put on IR. And the joint practice, it was so bad, his right leg, that they had to cancel the rest of the joint practice with the Dolphins. And that's a guy that they expected a lot from. They ended up trading for him. They went and got him. I thought big things about Rondale Moore coming out of Purdue. It felt like he was coming into his own as an NFL player. Now they'll still have Drake London to throw to. They'll have Kyle Pitts. They have Bijan Robinson. But that was going to be a nice little piece for Kirk Cousins to have this year. And I think it definitely will have that offense taking a little bit of a step back. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anything's better than last year. Anything's better than Arthur Smith not using Bijan Robinson. But Rondale Moore, that's sad stuff. That really is.
It is. I mean, that has had to be a horrific injury if it ended the joint practice.
Yes, 100%. I don't know the extent of it at this particular moment, but it looks like he's going to have surgery and do the whole thing. Also worth mentioning, we have a Bears, their second preseason game outside of the Hall of Fame game coming up on Saturday at noon. It'll be against the Bills on NFL Network. Caleb Williams is going to get the start. We're going to see Caleb Williams for the first time. My expectations are very high. He will be playing out there, seemingly. They're going to have DJ Moore out there, Keenan Allen, the whole wide receiver group, Roma Dunze as well. I have super high expectations for this guy. I think truly we are looking at a guy who could go down in Bears history as probably the best quarterback they've ever had. Obviously, he's got to get there. He's got to understand some things about the game, the NFL. I think it'll be a little bit of an acclimation process for him, but he is surrounded with so many good things that you have to feel confident about where he's at. What is he going to have to work on? I've told you time and time again, I want to see from him immediately upon stepping into the NFL, how is he managing broken plays? How is he managing the game? He is a guy who at USC would always break the pocket, played every play like his last, rarely checked the ball down. In the NFL, you know that you have to do that. We have a guy by the name of Tom Brady who is the absolute GOAT of quarterbacking in the NFL, and he was a check down god. You have to make sure that you live to fight another play sometimes. And Caleb Williams, I think that's his biggest step. That's going to be his biggest hurdle stepping in to this situation with the Bears. Now, I will say, I think he's got enough wide receiver talent that he may not have to check down all that often, but he's going to have to find a way to manage games a whole lot better at this level. I don't think that, you know, people will sit there and immediately, crown him and say he's going to be a 4,000-yard passer, all these different things. But I do think that he's going to have to go through some development before we get the unlocked Caleb Williams. There's this misnomer that he is who he is, and he's not going to have to learn all that much. He is going to have to develop as a player. We saw last year at USC some of the issues that he ran into. I think he's going to have to get over those hurdles to be a really good quarterback for the Bears, the National Football League.
When you have a rookie star quarterback like Caleb Williams in his first game,
right,
how much of the scheme is to give him confidence?
Yes. You give him a couple easy completions.
Yeah.
Give him a pop pass. Let him bring a jet jet motion and give him a little pop pass. Give him a screenplay. Just try to create those, maybe a now route to the outside to DJ Moore. Give him some things to build some confidence early, and then you can start to open up the playbook a little bit. But my understanding of it right now is he's not all the way, you know, and he shouldn't be at this particular moment. We're only a couple weeks into camp. But I don't know if they're going to have a wide array of plays that they're going to throw him out there with. I don't think he has mastered the playbook by any stretch of the imagination yet.
It was crazy. There is a former quarterback, I can't remember who it is, on TikTok right now. He breaks down, like, playbooks, and he shows you everything that you have to learn when you're a rookie or even when you go to a new team trying to learn a new scheme. I don't know how the hell they do it.
Yeah.
I think that people underrate so much how difficult it is from the quarterback position, just the mental aspect of it and trying to remember the plays and what to do and all of the audibles that you can call, all the changes that you can call, the moving the line. It is absolutely insane what everything they have to process before the ball snaps.
Yeah, I agree. It's ridiculous. They are the manager of the 11 guys on the other 10 guys on the field, and you have to understand how to move the line, shift the line, to pick up blitzes. You have to recognize those blitzes. There's a lot of moving pieces with it. But I think he can manage it relatively well. I do like the OC hire they made this offseason. They got rid of Luke Getsy because he was so bad with Justin Fields. And they went and got Shane Waldron. If you'll remember Shane Waldron, he was with the Seahawks for a long, long time. And he, and some people will say this was the wrong move to make at that time, but Russell Wilson's best passing years came with Shane Waldron. Shane Waldron is very inventive with downfield passing concepts. He can definitely exploit the middle part of the field, really good with the intermediate routes. I think that that is a good match for Caleb Williams in year one. It's certainly better than what Luke Getsy was giving them. Luke Getsy was good God. He couldn't do anything. It was very frustrating to watch how dumbed down that offense was for Justin Fields. And whenever they decided to open up the playbook and...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Throw it to DJ Moore, they had success, but they rarely did it game after game after game. Now, final thing I want to mention, Nick Foles, man, he retired today after 11 years in the National Football League. And you know what Nick Foles is known for. Super Bowl MVP, backup, stepping in there for Carson Wentz, 2019 Super Bowl, or 2018 Super Bowl, I should say. Phenomenal. And it looks like the Eagles are going to have him retire as an Eagle, and he'll be there September 16th for the home opener versus the Falcons. Is there a more Like, when we talk about Super Bowls and, you know, unlikely Super Bowls, is there a more unlikely Super Bowl run than the Nick Foles with the Philadelphia Eagles after Carson Wentz went down when he was the front runner to win MVP? Is there anything more unlikely than the run he made? He was awesome. Throwing for 300 yards a game. I think he had 353 in that Super Bowl against the Patriots. And the Patriots were one of the best defenses in the league that year. Threw for three touchdowns.
Oh, and didn't Brady have a crazy game,
too? Yeah, he had like 500 yards passing. Yeah. But I can't think off the top of another situation like that. There's been some average quarterbacks win Super Bowls. Like, Brad Johnson was one of those guys back in the day with the Bucks. There's been Joe Flacco, although Joe Flacco was phenomenal when he was playing for the Ravens that postseason. But to have a backup step in there and perform at that level, that was wild. And I don't know if it'll get beat anytime soon.
No, he's a Philadelphia King forever because of that entire run. I'm glad that he's being able to retire with him too. That's cool.
He was never very good. He had three or four good games in his career, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's all that damn mattered. It's crazy. I thought that, especially looking back at that season, after Carson Wentz tore his ACL, I thought it was going to go completely downhill for the Eagles. I thought they had no chance to do what they were setting out to do. I thought they had no chance to even be a viable playoff team at that point. But Nick Foles, good Lord. Good Lord. He never has to buy a drink in Philly ever again. And to be able to ingratiate yourself to that fan base, pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. And I wonder if Jalen Hurts can do that. Jalen Hurts is going to have to get over the hump at some point and go win a Super Bowl for them to really latch onto him and love him going into the future. But let's go ahead and grab a break, and we'll wrap up hour number two coming up next with Small Talk.
Pro football offseason coverage on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Calvin Austin III. Memphis Tiger great pitch. Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver getting ready for training camp.
How's that been with Russ?
I've got a chance to talk to him a lot. Actually, we was out training with him.
Oh, okay.
At his crib. So, yeah, crazy.
So he's solid. He's still all in like that.
Oh, he's all in. And that's what, I mean, because of who he is, his popularity, he's gotten a lot of, you know, he's got almost gotten a rep in the media.
Yeah.
And so it's like hard when I was first meeting, it's hard not to, you know, think that way. But like from day one, totally down to earth, like, you know, hitting you up, texting you at the like practice, like, man, you look great out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
That's he's texting you.
Yeah, like he's a cool down to earth guy.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show with two Tigers authorities straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or biglou.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please be responsible.
The new John Deere Gator SUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. I got to say, I became a fan of a guy today. And yeah, it's a politician, so those people out there that are going to get mad at me for saying I'm a fan of this guy, it is what it is. Tim Walz, the new VP candidate that's going to be running the running mate for Kamala Harris. I was listening to a podcast yesterday where he was discussing, you know, what he's doing right now, what he has been able to accomplish as Minnesota's governor. But what I learned about him made me a quick fan when I realized he was a football coach. I had learned that. I had heard that before. But he said he took over in 1999 as a defensive coordinator at a small school in Minnesota that was 0-27 the previous 3 seasons. He said he ran a 4-4 defense, and they proceeded to win the state championship the year he took over. How can you not be a fan of that? That's phenomenal stuff. I like this guy. This guy seems to have his head on straight, and he's a football guy. How can you be a hater of this man?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. I'm definitely happy that he was the selection by VP Harris to be her running mate on the ticket. And yeah, when I found out,
I'm not even worried about that.
He took an 0-27 team to the state championship. Well, that's an American story right there.
That's phenomenal, dude.
With a great defense.
That's beautiful.
Defense first football.
Ran a 4-4, but he was even talking about like the style of football and how it's all changed since 1999. He said everybody's just running the ball. I was like, this is a real football guy.
Running the damn ball.
Yes. Now, we talked about the App State player yesterday swinging his helmet at somebody. We had another example.
I saw.
Seahawks got into it pretty substantially. I think 5 separate fights they got into in their joint practice this week. Is it the Chargers? They're playing it's joint practice with the Chargers. Apparently, DK Metcalf stepped out of his character, and maybe not stepped out of his character. He seems to be a peeved guy, and he seems to have a pretty impressive anger, and he's got a short temper. But apparently, he swung his helmet and hit Trey Brown, cornerback for the Chargers, in the head. Why? I just don't
getting
understand
hit
this.
By a helmet swung by DK Metcalf.
That's terrifying.
Life ending.
Well, even the guy yesterday, the guy from App State. You know how terrifying that is. I didn't even list off his height and weight. He's 6'5", 265. And he swung that helmet and hit that guy, hit his offensive lineman in the head. Now, I would say the App State one's wild because it was the same team. You know, I guess at least with DK Metcalf, he was going after somebody on a different team. But still, why, man? This is a guy who I really am impressed with. I think he's going to be really good this year. But this is not the first example of him being a hothead. He's going to have to reel that stuff in very quickly, or he's going to have to face some suspensions and deal with that. I don't know if he'll actually be punished for what's going on with the Seahawks, what he just did. I don't think he's going to be punished for it. But why swing a damn helmet at somebody? Like, can we all agree to just throw punches at helmets? Because that's
well, not no hurt matter that way. What happened that led to the fight, the moment you're the guy swinging the helmet at somebody else, you're on the wrong side of it.
Yeah,
like it doesn't matter why you're mad, why you're fighting. If you're swinging a helmet at somebody, that crosses the line. Like, fighting in football, that's normal. It's going to happen, especially during the preseason, especially during joint practices. Swinging the helmet, though, no. Like, that is, we cannot be doing that. It could lead to serious, serious injury.
Why? There's too many examples of it. Why is it happening so much this preseason, this training camp, fall camp, and college football? Why are people doing
this? I feel it's more of a coincidence than it is a trend.
And I do think, you know, even digging deeper, I think the joint practice thing, I understand why you do it. You want to get looks against other teams during the week, but you're going to play a preseason game. I think the NFL, I truly believe this, and I've been saying this for a while, they probably need to do away with the joint practices. Because they're not going to step out of their character and swing a helmet and start punching somebody when they're on a game field, because the flags will fly and they'll hurt their opportunity. But when you're on a practice field, it's a different set of circumstances, different set of rules that you live by. And when you're on a practice field, you can fight more. I think they need to do away with joint practices. We had 8 fights this week with the Giants. Malik Nabers was starting all those. You had 5 fights yesterday with the Seattle Seahawks and the Chargers, and a helmet being swung. And all they do is like cancel practice and then get back at it the next day. It's just, it's becoming a safety issue, to be quite honest. Yeah, I think the NFL needs to stop this. They need to go ahead and just do their preseason games, prep for a preseason game. That will be the look you get against other teams.
Do you think the teams enjoy doing them?
Probably so, because you get to hit somebody that's not your team. You know, like, that's always fun. I can tell you as a former footballer, as a guy who participated in a fall camp, it's always better to hit the other guys. So I bet they enjoy it, but there's too many damn fights. We're risking injury to some of the best players in the NFL when we do this. DK Metcalf getting in a fracas like that. They expect big things from him. Malik Nabers getting in fight after fight after fight. I've seen multiple guys, because of fights, get rolled up on and tear ACLs. Joint practices don't do it all week, at least. You know, just do one and then get to the preseason game. They need to stop doing this. I think Roger Goodell needs to learn something. And you know, I would say the NFL Players Association probably would be behind that, not doing the joint practices with how many injuries they have seen from fights and everything else. It's a player safety issue. It's a absolute hazard what they continue to do, running these guys out for these joint practices. Too many damn fights. 8 fights in a practice, you're not even getting good work at that point. It's more fighting than actual plays. But, hey, we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do. We have hour number 3 on the way, and we'll talk a little bit of NFL. We'll talk some college football as well with Kyron Samuels.
Memphis is number 1 place for sports. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Zach Edey.
Wow.
From Toronto.
All right. Wow.
Purdue University.
I'm watching the draft video of Zach Edey when he gets the call, by the way. It's awesome. The cake literally says, "You've come a long way, baby." And he's getting the call, and he's telling his mom it's Memphis, and she's like loving it. He's excited, and his mom looks genuinely happy. Like, I mean, she's like, "Yo, let's go to Memphis."
You're at the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., 92.9 Memphis.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't be surprised this week to see other jewelry store owners shopping at Genesis Diamonds. They'll be taking advantage of Genesis' most aggressive offer ever. All GIA diamond engagement rings marked down an extra 20% below Genesis' everyday price.
That's right. The vault is open, and we're selling the finest handcrafted diamond rings at rock-bottom prices. Now, for a very limited time.
The GIA is the world standard in diamond grading, certifying accuracy and documenting quality, so you can buy with confidence.
Every Genesis engagement ring is included in this event, from a half carat up to 20 carat stones.
All shapes, rounds, ovals, radiance, cushion cuts, pear shapes, emerald cuts, princess cuts. There has never been a better time to get an extreme value price on a GIA certified diamond, perfectly set in a gorgeous engagement ring. Hurry in for best selection. It's Genesis Diamonds GIA Diamond Extravaganza.
Save an extra 20% on these rare, precious diamond rings, now for a limited time. One per customer, please.
Exclusively at Genesis Diamonds on Poplar and Perkins Extended. See store for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.